USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
There are no tears at the White House as news that an Iranian missile launch was a failure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Iranian rocket did lift off on Tuesday, but scientists there say it failed to succeed at putting a satellite into orbit in a launch that was previously criticized by the United States as helping the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. The scientists say the satellite failed to reach the necessary speed in the third stage of its launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has alleged that Iran's space program is helping it develop a missile capable of carrying a nuclear weapon to the mainland U.S.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River. A flock of geese disabled the engine moments after taking off from LaGuardia. All 155 passengers on the plane did survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millionaires tend to have five characteristics in common. That's according to financial expert and New York Times best-selling author Chris Hogan. Hogan is author of a new book titled Everyday Millionaires. Now, for that book, Hogan went and sat down with 10,000 millionaires and talked to them about how they accumulated their wealth. One of the key findings was that all millionaires ended up being debt-free through hard work. Hogan explains.
Getting out of debt is going to be that first tool. Whenever your income gets to stay with you and go work for you, i.e. in investments, it's a much better plan than it going off to someone else. So I want people to attack their debt. And I'm talking about credit cards, student loans, car loans. So the best plan for that is to make a list of your debt, smallest to biggest, write it down on paper, look at it. And I want you to attack the little one first while making minimum payments on all the rest. And as you throw everything but the kitchen sink at that little debt, you'll move on to the next one once you have it paid off. So getting yourself out of debt, getting yourself in control with learning the skills of budgeting. We have a fantastic budgeting tool called EveryDollar. Then go to EveryDollar.com and learn how to budget for free. And then I want people to save. I want them to get a 3 to 6 month emergency fund set aside so when the car breaks down or life happens, they have money to reach to instead of begging for more debt. And then finally, investing. That's the best way to grow your money. Time and compound interest allow your money to grow.
Hogan also noted only 21% of millionaires received any inheritance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.